We are learning Masechtas Erevin, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, and we are starting on the bottom of Lamed Amud Aleph. In the Mishnah, we had Halacha with Machlokes. It said in the Mishnah, the Ma'arvin Lenozir B'yayin. A Nozir who is not allowed to drink wine is allowed to use wine for an Erev. Why? Because other people could drink the wine, and therefore could be used for Erev. Vili Yisrael B'truma, and it says Yisrael can use Truma for Erev, even though he can't eat Truma, but Kehanim can eat Truma. And that's Sumchas Agazon. Sumchas Amar Bechulim. But Sukkah is not argue on Nozir B'yayin. We'll see in the Gemara why not. But the Reish says, Ma'arv Nozir B'yayin, both Rabbanon and Sukkah is all that for Nozir you can use wine. Even though he can't drink it, other people could drink it. So the Gemara, Mastisim D'loike Beit Shammai. Our Mishnah is not like Beit Shammai. The time went on the price. Beit Shammai Eimrim, Ein Ma'arv L'Nozir B'yayin. You cannot use, a Nozir cannot use, if an Arab cannot use wine, because since he can't drink it, he has to be able to drink it. Other people can drink it, not enough. But Yisrael, but Chuma, Yisrael can't use Chuma. And the Rishash explains, the reason for Beit Shammai is, because he holds, you can't be Shoyal on Aziris. You can't be Mataneda on Aziris. And therefore, it's impossible for him himself to ever use it. And therefore, it's no good. And Yisrael, but Chuma also, he cannot use it for Erev. Beis Hillel, I remember, Arvel and Nozir B'yayim, Yisrael, but Chuma. Beis Hillel argues, says, you can make Erev for Nozir with wine, and Yisrael, but Chuma. Why? Because other people could use it, and therefore it's considered Suda food. Amru lahem v'sil v'shamay v'sil tainas v'shamay iyat amaydim. Don't you agree? Let's say you have to make an erev on Yom Kippur. Shema arvun legadol yom kippurim, that you can make an erev for a gadol on Yom Kippur, even though a gadol can't eat, and still you're allowed to make an erev. So what do you see? That since you give it to a katan, since you give it to food to a katan who's not chayiv in fasting, so therefore, it's considered food. So why is it different? And you mask that? Omer lehem aval. But Shammai said, I'm asking. Omer lehem, so Vesil says, Kashem Shemarav legodol ben kippurim, kach ma'arav lenoz v'yayim, v'shav v'chuma. If you ask him that a godol can make an Erev Yom Kippur, even though he can't eat, so nozol v'yayim, v'shav v'chuma should also be allowed. So what's Beshamai? What was Shammai tying it back? What's the chilek? Beshamai says, no, it's chalek. Why? Hasam ika suda haru'iyim v'yayim. There it's a suda haru'iyim v'yayim. And the Mepharshim explained the Ritva, that Beis Shammai holds that the Erev is kind of Soif HaYoyim Koine Erev. We have a Mechikas later on in the parak. If Soif HaYoyim Koine Erev, or Tchilas HaYoyim Koine Erev. He holds the Erev is Chal at the end of the Erev Yontav or Erev Shabbos. The end of Friday, that's the Erev Chal. And at that time, that split second of the Erev, end of the day, you still can eat. And therefore, it's still royal for you. Here by wine or truma, it's not royal to the Nazir or to the Yisrael at all, even before Shabbos. And therefore, it's much worse. It's much worse, and therefore it's not chal. So according to Beis Shammai, it has to be royal right now. The Nazir is not good with yayin, and Yisrael is not good with truma. So Dr. Mara, this version of Beis Shammai is not like Hananya. Command the like Hananya. The time of the Brisa. So Hananya Oimer, Hananya says, Kol atzmon shel Beis Shammai lohe moidim be'erev at yoytzi mitosoi v'chol kli tashmisha v'losham. He says, Beis Shammai sheet is that Erev is only Erev if he brings all his kalim there. He brings his bed and all his kalim to that spot. When he says to make Yomokim, the word of Erev always is, the concept is, that I make my new Mokum Dira in that spot, and therefore I go 2,000 Amos each direction of that spot. So I take the Erev, I put it 2,000 Amos away from my city, and that becomes my new Mokum. So everyone, all other Tanayim say it's enough to put Mazar Shtei Sudas. According to Hananya, Beis Shammai says you have to bring more than that. You got to bring all your household items, make it really your place. You got to bring your bed and all your things that you need, Lashom. So this Brisa that says, according to Beis Shammai, it's enough with Mazon Shtei Sudas, only question is, a Nazir can use wine, that's not like Hananya. So the Gemara, not like Hananya's version of Beis Shammai. Look more about it. The command also had the Tanya, who is this Brisa, following Brisa, going according to the Brisa, says, Erev v'shcherim, if you made an Erev with your black clothing, lo yotza b'levenim, you can't go out with your white clothing. B'levenim, maybe your white clothing, lo yotza b'shcherim, you can't go out with your dark clothing. Keman, who's that like? Omar Nachman Yitzchak Hanani, Aliba de Shaman. That's a Hananya, Aliba de Shaman, holds you have to bring out all your kalim. Frank the Gemara of the Hananya, Beshkarim with Lo Yotza, Hablevenim Yotza, how can you even go out with your white clothing? Well, Omar, you're eating with Tosa, Vikita Shvisha, Shaman, you gotta bring all your kalim there. So, Gemara Hachakamar, Erev Belevenim. He made an Erev with his Levenim and with all his Klita Shvishim, but he forgot to bring his black clothing, which he needed. Then the halacha is, Even Bilavanim you're not Yotze, because you have to bring all your Kalim. Keman, who's that like? Or Amnachum Yitzel, Chananya, he believed there is Shammai. Zola Chananya, and according to Reish Shammai. Because you have to bring out all your Kalim, everything you need for that Shabbos, you have to put out in that spot, because if not, that's not called your Mokkaim Dira. So according to Reish Shammai, according to Chananya, you have to bring out all your clothing, and even the clothing, even if you're missing one clothing that you're going to need, that's a chasaron in the Erev, and it will not be a Erev. Sumchas Omar Bechulin. Sumchas says you cannot use Truma, you have to use Chulin by Yisrael. He agrees to wine for Nazir, but he argues about Truma for Yisrael. What's the chilik? What's the difference? Sumchas does not argue that a Nazir could use wine. Loi Palak doesn't argue. My time, what's Pshat? How in the world does he hold that Truma can't be used for Yisrael because Yisrael can't eat it? But wine can be used for Nazir even though the Nazir can't eat it. If the Vart is that it's Roya for someone else, so then and by Truma also it's Roya for Kayin. So what's the Pshat? What's the Chilik? My time. Zok the Gemara, really, Simchas holds, it has to be Roya to you also. So he says, by Nazir, after the Mishnah on Zerusai, by Nazir, he could be Shoyal, he can mat the Neder on his Nazir, Nazirus. He goes to the Chacha, goes to the rabbi, and he says, or the three rabbanim, and he says that I didn't really want to do this. And they make a Pesach and they matter the Neder. And therefore, it's possible if he wanted to drink wine, to drink wine. Right? Chuma also type of Neder. If you say, raise your Chuma to Neder, after the Mishnah, you can be Shoyal on it. And before it got to the coin, once it got to the coin, it's too late, like Tosfos speaks out. But here, Pastor talking about it was in his own hands, the Truma. So you could still be Shoyal on it. So the Gemara, no, you miss Shoyal, that won't help you much. Because if Erev Shabbos, Ben HaShemash, you're making Erev, you'd be Shoyal on it, Hodjol Tivla, that's going to go back to being Tevel. And Tevel also, no one can eat Tevel. It's even worse. If you're Shoyal on it, you won't be able to use it for Erev either, because it'll be Tevel. So the Gemara, what's the big deal? I'll tell you, it's Roy right now to be Shoyal on it, and then to be make a Truma right now. Look for Shemach HaMach, and I'll say that, you know those things I have at home, those two I have at home, that should be Truma Mice on this. So the Gemara, there's an Isser, the Rabbanan, according to Rashi at least, to make Truma, take Truma Shloim and Mukav from something that's not close by. And the reason why the Rabbanan, the Gedin, according to Rashi, is because maybe it's not really here. So therefore, when you take off Truma, both the Truma and the thing you're taking Truma off have to be in front of you. It's called Mina Mukav. And according to Tosfos, it might be even Deraisa, according to Tosfos and Gittin. But Kaponim was saying, you can't do this because people do not take off Mina Mukav. You don't take off Shlom Mina Mukav, therefore that's not a Eitzah. Break the Gemara, so deliver Shlom Mina Bay. Maybe you can take off Truma off this alone. So the Gemara says, no, the less space Yura, you only have exactly two Sudas. If you're taking off Truma, then part of it will be Isser Truma on it. And you go back to the problem that it's Truma. The Gemara's question here is that you can be Shoyal on it. The Gemara says, if you're Shoyal on it, it's not going to help you to be Tevel. Or Teretz says, I'm taking off Truma. Where am I taking off Truma? If I take off Truma back from stuff back at home, Shloim and Amukav. I'm standing here by the Erev and the Truma is at home. And if, or I'm standing home and the Erev is down there, it's Shloim and Amukav. And if I want to take off Truma from the Erev itself, the problem is that it's not enough. Right, the might pasuk. Maybe. Well, how do you know? You say truma can never be used because it's always exact amount. Maybe you have a lot here, more than two sudas, and you have room to take off. There's no different reason. El sumka savlak rabbanon. The Amar called davar shehu mishum shvus gozlo v'nesh mashas. You know why you can't be shoyal on neder and then take off truma? Because we hold like the rabbanon hold that even v'nesh mashas you're not allowed to do. Issure the Rabbanon. And does the Issure the Rabbanon take off Truma on Shabbos because it looks like a tikkun? And therefore, you now do it. You now take off Truma on Omaisa on Shabbos. That's the halacha. You now do it. You're on Issure the Rabbanon. Since you now do Issure the Rabbanon in Hashemash, so it comes out, it's impossible to make Truma edible or eligible for you on Ben Vashas the Erev. Why? Because even if you shayel on it, it's going to become tabel. I take off Truma Meneu Bey, take off Truma from it itself, you now take off Truma Ben Hashemashas. So therefore, it's impossible to make it edible. Masha Inkein, Nazirus is possible to be shayel on Nazirus. Tosfos speaks out, the Gemara at the end of Masechta Shabbos says that it's only mutter, it's really also to do Hatarat Hadarim on Shabbos. It's only mutter Tzarech Shabbos. Tosfos answers that this is called Tzarech Shabbos because he wants to be able to make his Erev and be able to drink wine on Shabbos, so it's called Tzarech Shabbos. Tosfos says it's called Tzarech Shabbos because he wants to be able to drink wine on Shabbos. And therefore, you could be Matanada. Akaponim, That's Sumcha Shita. The chilek is by Nazir Tiyayin, you could be shayel on it, and Vashen Ken Chuma won't help being shayel on it because you can't take off Chuma again. Zog the Gemara, Keman Ozla, Hodatnan, who's this following? Mishnah going like. Yes, Sha'amru, it says in the Mishnah in Kalim, Yes, Sha'amru, Akol Vimashu Adam. A certain Shiurim, there goes Basa, though every person, what he is. For example, Maloy Kumtsa Mincha, when a person takes a Kaimitz for Mincha, it's the size of his Kaimitz, his hand. Kaimitz is three fingers over his palm. It's whatever your size is. Whatever your size hand is, that's the size of the Kaimitz. Whatever the size of the Kayin's hand was, that's a Kaimitz. Well, Chaf of Ktaris. When the Kangala went into Yom Kippurim and made a handful of Ktaris, two handfuls, it was the size of his handfuls. Vashoyis my lugwa Yom Kippurim, the lach is that if someone drinks a cheekful on Yom Kippur, he's chayiv misa for eating on Yom Kippur, that's your whatever your size cheek is. Over mazon shtei sudas le'erev, and the Mishnah says another example is mazon of two sudas le'erev goes basar whatever you are. Keman omrav zera sumchesi. It's going like sumches. The omar my dechaz le'binon. You always need what's right for you, and therefore only something like nazir where you can be shayel on it, or but truma is not good for you, so it's not right for you. So that's going with the sumches holds my dechaz le'binon. You need what's chazi to you. Like the Gemara says, "Leim pligad Rav Shimon Laza." Maybe it's the argument of Shimon Laza. The Tanya learned at the beginning of today's blat that Rav Shimon Laza Omer Ma'arvin lechayla v'zaken kadei mezaynoi ulurav some suda benis that you can ma'arv for a chayla and a zaken even less than two sudas, and a rav son goes to suda benis. You see, you don't go. You see, from the rav son, that you don't go basa komashu adam because the suda benis is enough. So you don't go basa a specific person. The Rav Zudu Benes should call Adam. The Gemara Teguma will teach a choyla v'zakein. Av a Rav Zon ba daid to Adam will teach that he's just stimming the Mishnah. But the Mishnah says Mazon Shtei Sudas is like goes every person specifically is talking about choyla and zakein. They talk get less. I Rav Zon Sudu Benes. A Rav Zon's bottle diet that it's not normal to eat so much, and therefore you don't say a call fishu Adam there, but still a stim of fear of Shem and Lazar. Adkan these shittas. So it comes out really there are four shittas in making an erev how much you need. There's one Beis Shammai says you have to bring all your nechasim, all your kelim out there. That's one Beis Shammai. The next level Beis Shammai is the other man the Yama brings down from Beis Shammai that it has to be royal for you right now, and you can't use even wine for nazir because he holds you can't be shoyal on that, and therefore you can't, a nazir can't use wine, and of course Yisrael can't use truma. Then you have Sumchis who says wine a nazir could use. But Truma Israel cannot use. And then you have the Rabbanon hold, you can even use Truma. And what's the reason? Because royal for someone else. Anything royal for someone else is good enough. That's a four shita, that's the Rabbanon shita. Zog the Gemara Vayta. It said in the Mishnah that a Kayin, a base of pras, is a place in Chutz Laretz. Everything in Chutz Laretz is called a base of pras. Every field of Chutz Laretz, because we're scared that people buried, Amaratzim buried people there. And therefore, it's you may be stepping on a touching a mace, touching a bone of a mace, and even though there's no tumas oil on a bone of a mace, but when you move it, you become tame, and therefore a kohen is not walking to a base of pras, unless we know there was no one ever buried over here. So what about making an erev in that spot? Could a kohen make an erev in that spot? He's not allowed to walk there, so he can't make an erev there. So it says in the Mishnah, you're allowed to do it because this is only the Rabbanon. It's only in the Rabbanandiga place, and therefore you're allowed to make an Erev over there. And we'll see in the Gemara what's the reason. Zog the Gemara, the Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Menafeach Adam, Beis HaPras, Vaylech. Why is a Mutter to put an Erev there? Because even a Kohen can walk there. He's allowed to go in the Beis HaPras, look down on the floor, he doesn't see a bone, and he blows everything in front of his feet, and he doesn't see anything. Then it's fine, because if it was a big bone, he would have seen it. If it's a small bone, by blowing it, they would have got out of the way, and therefore, he's allowed to go into a base of pras. Since he's going to a base of pras, he can make an erev there. Rav Yehuda ben Abba, Mishmeda Rav Yehuda Amar, not a halacha of a base of pras. Base of pras, you need a star. A base of pras that was already crushed over by people walking through it, it's already a road for a long time, halacha is a star. Why? Because if something was here, it would have got crushed already by the people, and it'd be less than a barley. Any bone less than a barley is not matame, even if you touch it. So therefore, beis hapras nidash is tahar. Zog the maravai, the Huda ima af beis hakfaris. Rav Yehuda said that even in the beis hakfaris, you are allowed to put an Erev there. Why? And Mishnah said, because you yachal lachutz v'leilech v'lechel. He could go through it with in a shidat heva migdal, go through it in a big wagon, and that would be a mechitza, a chatzitza, and he go into Mishnah Kvaros that way, even a kohen. Now, the Rabbanon seems like it argues on this. The Rabbanon hold that only in a base of pras, which is the Rabbanon, they a place where you can blow your way in there. But a regular base of kvar, it sounds like it's awesome. Rabbi Yehuda says, mutter, because I go in a chatzitza. So what's the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda on the Rabbanon? So let's see the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda ima af base of kvar, tana, says, b'nei sheyachol leich lachutz, v'leilich b'shida teva migdal. You go in a shida, which is a big wagon, or a migdal, which is a big dresser, or a teva, a big chest. You go in one of these things. Now, these things, Rashi says, are all bigger than 40 saw. It's a certain size. It's a very big wagon or big chest. Because if it's smaller, then it's a keli. It has the shame of a keli. It's called the utensil. The utensil cannot be make a chatzitza of tumah. But if you're in a wagon, which is a place that's not makabel tumah, that could be a chatzitza between you and the basic kvaros. Is a problem of oil. Might say being mahal over the kvaros. That thing we're all talk about. Talav is yachal lachos lechusiv teva migdal. Kesavar, he holds oil zorik shmei oil. A oil that can be thrown and can be moved, that's not called the oil. That's what Rehuda holds, and therefore it's something could be thrown is called the oil, and therefore it's being chatzitza between you and the basic kvaros. If something's not the oil, so you're not in a separate domain, and therefore it's not the chatzitza. But if it is the oil, then it's a chatzitza. So he holds oil zorik shmei oil. Even a moving oil is called oil, and you are chaluk from the basic kvaros, and you are a chatzitza. We'll pluk the dahani tanoi. It's plukas tanoi really. Tanya nuchas eretz amim shidu teva migdal. If you go into eretz amim, again eretz amim is a place where we are worried as basic kvaros is there. So if you go in shidu teva or migdal. So what's the halacha? Is it a chatzitza not? Rebbe metame, reis yiruda metar. Michael Miffy, what's the machlokes? Is ma'asov oil zoruk loav shmeil? It's not called oil. Ma'asov oil zoruk shmeil? That's a machlokes. If oil zoruk is called oil, or if it's not called oil, that's a machlokes. And that's the shaila over here. Could you go into basic kvaros? Yehuda says you go into basic kvaros. You go in one of these wagons. But according to Rabbanan, you can't go. Why not? Because it's an oil zoruk, and an oil zoruk loav shmeil, and comes out you are being mahal over the basic kvaros. And these type of shayos, oil zorik shmei oil, loy shmei oil is very negay for going on an airplane over basic kvaros, because if you hold oil zorik, loy shmei oil, which way we pass it, therefore you're not in a separate domain, and it's considered you being mahel over the basic kvaros, because you're in oil zorik, loy shmei oil, according to Rabbanon, and it won't help to be chaytzit to you on the tumah, and therefore, for example, if you go over in a plane over a basic kvaros, it could be a problem, lefiza, because it's a oil zorik.